It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You guys get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So, if you can, just take me through sort of the moments leading up to that.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, like, whenever that inning started, it was just, Walker had come up to us and sitting there, and he was like, hey, you know, there's a chance that, you know, Rodriguez gets coming in this inning, and we might want to go to a righty here, so just be aware. And so, as things were kind of unfolding, it was like, all right, like, just kind of started getting ready. And I think, you know, by the time that the phone had rang, I had already, like, mentally gotten myself into that zone to just go out there and compete. And so, I mean, whenever he said my name, it was very quick. I mean, get the jacket off, get the ball and start throwing and get hot as fast as possible. And so it was obviously a pretty surreal moment. But to me, though, I guess it was a little bit better because I didn't really have time to think about anything. It was just get hot and get in compete mode. And so, yeah, that's pretty much how
it's one
out.
Thing to get in compete mode, though, but you're doing it third deck, you know, in a major league game for the first time. And I don't know if having the couple games before helped ease into life as a major leaguer. I don't know, because I guess which were you more nervous about, just being in the bullpen that first game or this game?
I found myself a little bit more nervous during the anthem of the first game, more or less, just being first time out on a major league field and, you know, looking across at, like, my teammates, the other teammates, all the fans, and just trying to soak it all in. I felt definitely a little bit more nervous, but as I was saying, like, I didn't really feel like I had time last night to get nervous because it all happened so fast, and it was just flip the switch and get into compete mode as fast as possible. And so that's just kind of how it went down.
Does it, when you go to the mound, like you said, you warmed up plenty of times, you've come in games plenty of times, but does it factor in who, obviously you know the situation, but does it factor in who you're facing? Or is it just, I know the scouting report of faceless, nameless guy?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been a pitcher, like, for my entire career. It's like you think more about who you're facing before you actually do face them, and then when you get out on the mound, it's like, this is just a body. Like, I know what I have to do to execute to win here. And so, yeah, I mean, like, in the moment, like, I knew, like, he was like, hey, if it gets, like, they called down on the phone and said, hey, like, you got Rodriguez if he comes up. And so I knew, it's like, okay, this is what I got to do. This is our scouting report on him. So the whole time in the bullpen, I'm trying to throw pitches that, you know, obviously I'm about to go throw out there in the game. And, so, I mean, whenever he got into the box, I mean, I knew exactly what I had to do. Just, you know, lacked a little bit of execution.
Can you give me another similar situation that you've been in?
I mean, not
obviously, but I mean, coming, so you haven't come in like that with a game on the line, anything like that?
I mean, in the minor leagues a couple of times, you know, I had a couple save opportunities, games where I did went in to save, games I came in you know, bases loaded or first and third and stuff like that. But, I mean, obviously nothing ever will compare to that exact moment.
Well, like I said, I mean, as I said at the time, no matter what happens here, it's an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
For you, it's a great story, and you're going to go on to great things.
Yeah.
So when you're going, when it happens, and then it happens, and I see you down there with your family. I mean, are you able to soak in more, like, I just made my major league debut over, you know, oh, we lost, you know, that must have been a weird balance for you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, in the moment, I was disappointed because I felt like I didn't do my job. But, you know, as I came in here and each and every, like, one of these guys came up to me and were just like, dude, like you're a big leaguer, and like nobody even brought up a single fact of like, oh, you know, hey, that sucks, or you'll get him next time. It was just, you know, you're a big leaguer. And so they were, you know, every, like, my teammates, my brothers, they came in here and immediately started picking me up and just, like, you know, helped me see that it's like, you know, as tough of a situation as that is, like, it's going to be an awesome story. What a cool situation. And, you know, it was I would jokingly said with my parents last night, you know, they were trying to cheer me up, and jokingly I was like, I could have gone out there and given up 20 runs, and I, you know, it was my debut, I would have been just as happy. So, I mean, obviously, probably not the situation, but in that exact moment, it was like, you know, it, that one out of all the games in my career where I felt like I didn't get the job done was probably the easiest one to swallow, just because, you know, it's such
it's
a cool
moment. Yeah,
and it's just like, it's a moment that I'll never forget, and like you said, like, an unbelievable story to tell.
Did you get any memorabilia from it at all, or?
No, not yet. I mean, I think it was just, we kind of came in as a team, and we're just trying to get on to the next one. If I do, great. If I don't, you know, it is.
But you got the pictures with your parents and your family,
absolutely.
Right?
That's all that matters. I mean, I got to share that moment with the people that are, you know, the closest to me, the people that mean the most to me. So, I mean, and just being able to go back to the hotel afterwards and just hang out with them and really just cherish the moment was all I could ask for.
All right, man. Thank you.